This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more. Nothing more. Nothing more.
Cop this beat today.
You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for
that I'm surrounded by ignorant sluts. Before I get into this latest ditty, man, let me go ahead and tell y'all, man, look, like, you know, when I go ahead and I talk about these sisters, man, I guess you have to really know and understand my body of work that spans back to 2006. I'm an equal opportunity employer, man. You know, I roast niggas and I roast bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, in today's present climate, the individuals in our community that hold most of the power, wield most of the power, are black women. And with extreme power comes extreme responsibility, man. So there you have it, goddammit. We talking about the individuals who have the power in the community. So the spotlight of scrutiny will be on you bitches. And I mean, like I said, in the past, I'm an equal opportunity employer. I talk about niggas too, man. Shit. See, the problem is this. You know, we kind of like in a which came first, the chicken or the egg scenario. It's like, number one, we wouldn't be in this situation of a matriarchy where the woman's running shit via the white man's system if it weren't for the bitch assness and the cowardice and the non-warrior-like mentality of the black man. Okay? See, you can't just listen to one of my podcasts, you know, like I said, just recently, that I may have done a week ago, 2 weeks ago. You got to look at my full body of work, and I fully understand that the woman is in this position, the woman is in power, because the black man refused, you know, to let his nuts hang and be a warrior and basically go out there and handle his business and fight off all sorts of aggression towards his peoples, man. He was ill-equipped for the fucking job, man. Alright? Let's just call a spade. Let's just deal with the facts, man. Once again, non-warrior mentality. Niggas always wearing skirts and crying about shit and jumping on me talking about I love the white folks because I want to study under their war college. There's not enough niggas out there studying the art of war, man. It ain't. And the proof is in the pudding. That's why we are run by a matriarchy. We are run by a conglomerate of clitorises and vaginas. And you motherfuckers want to fix your mouth talking about how I shouldn't be trying to study the white man's war machine. Nigga, we doomed, man. We doomed. We got these metrosexual, feminine-ass niggas running around here bumping their gums about, you know, real niggas, man, trying to, you know, study the art of war. I'm flabbergasted how niggas don't get this concept. And then we got dumb bitches, right, bumping their gums, man, about this pimping. I was arguing with some ignorant slut on my thread, my Zaza Ali Griff thread, man. And this bitch was like, she was going all over the place. Bitch was emotional, man. And I called her a low IQ bitch, man. She's a low IQ slut. And, shit, she goes on to say,
you should really watch that because the white man's IQ test is culturally biased, and he basically uses that to marginalize black people, and you know, more fuckery, more excuses. You know what I mean? More excuses why niggas can't excel. You know, I'm sick of hearing that culturally biased, stupid ass shit. Like, that doesn't even take into account, that doesn't explain why Asians can get fresh off the fucking boat, take a test, and just murder niggas and Caucasians on the goddamn IQ test. So how do you explain that, dumb bitch? What, the white man made an IQ test that he can't excel or he can't cream the Asian on? How does that work? I mean, really, think about that shit, man.
The IQ test is culturally biased for Europeans to excel and to marginalize African-Americans.
Well, if this slut knew anything about the bell curve, man, she'd know that the Asian smashes everybody in the IQ test. So, damn, your theory right there is moot, bitch. It doesn't wash, all right? Because if the Caucasian's basically cooking the books, and he's stacking the deck in his favor with this IQ test, it does not take into account why the Asian is beating everybody. Shit. And then we have this theory about the IQ test, like I said, the cultural biasness of it, which is bullshit. It's like, because some people will say, well, the Asian, they may fail parts of the test, you know, which are culturally biased. Well, that might ask you, what is a teacup used for? Or what is a tea saucer used for? And if you're not from that culture, if you're not used to using teacups or tea saucers or whatever, I mean, you may not know. You know what I mean? I mean, that's a pretty bad fucking example, but this is the gist of it, man. So if you're a black brother and you raised in the ghetto, you may have never ever seen a teacup or a tea saucer. And you don't know the proper use for it. Or you don't know the proper use of certain said utensils when sitting at a table and eating and shit, right? So basically the theory is this. They're saying, well, the Asian will come over and he has such a high score in the math and science department that when it comes to the other cultural questions that are in the IQ test, it doesn't really damage his score because his other scores are so high on the IQ when it comes to the math and the sciences. Okay, well, let's flip that. Okay, let's look at the African-American, right? Can we not use that same premise, that same model for the African-American, right? Let's say that we are abysmal at the cultural aspects of the IQ test. Let's say we don't know what the fuck a spoon or a fork or a teacup or a tea saucer is used for because we was raised in the hood and we never even had utensils. We used plastic sporks. You know what I mean? Wouldn't it stand to reason that we could also make that part of the test a non-factor by scoring high in the math and the sciences, therefore rendering the cultural aspects of the test moot? Oh! Ooh-wee! Y'all not gonna get away from this pimping! No! You dumb bitch! You better get the fuck out of my face with that shit! Boy, I can't stand these goddamn low IQ excuse-making ass niggas, man. The fuck wrong with this bitch? Yeah, so get fuck out of here with that low IQ. We use marginalized because they set up the test to trick us. Shut up, bitch. You know you are a slut. I'm gonna post this on YouTube. You's a dumbass bitch, man. I'm trying to tell you. And then within that same argument, think what this bitch do. She go ahead and discount the IQ test. And she even say that she had a high IQ, right? She said she tested in the 140-155 range. Okay, all right. Kudos to your slut. But at the same time, she was bumping her gums about how, you know, successful she was. And she was like, well, I go to college and I got a grad degree and I got a bachelor's degree and I'm working on my master's and all this. So she is big up in the white man's educational system, the white man's college system, right? In all intents and purposes, she was kind of, she was like downing black men because she was saying, well, the black woman, she has more degrees and she has more education. And then, but at the same time, the bitch was clowning the IQ test. But then when it suits her fucking agenda, then the bitch says, well, I've got more degrees and I've got more education. Well, wouldn't that be in the same vein as the IQ test? You going to the white man's college, getting his degrees, getting his education. What in the fuck is the difference between that and the white man's IQ test, slut? You're a dumb bitch. You are a dumb bitch. God damn it. I'm on a warpath, man. Like I said, I gotta get off YouTube because I'm exemplifying niggerish behavior. But I gotta let it loose, man. I gotta let this shit loose. And then also there's some shit coming with Cosby again. Boy, these motherfuckers, these media people are satanic, boy. I seen, what's the date? The 26th or the 27th? Seen the headline. Cosby admits having sex with teenage girls. I'm like, okay. And then you get cocksuckers on there. See, I told you. I told you. I told you he's a scumbag. I told you. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with having sex with teenage girls? What the fuck is wrong with that? You know? Let me put it to you this way, man. The propaganda is real. Guess what? What does teenage mean? Teenage can mean 19 and 18, which is fucking legal. And, you know, and that's what I'm seeing from this report. The females who, what is it? They said that he would make phone calls to modeling agencies or casting agencies to bring to his, I don't know, what was it? Just to bring to him and, you know, and he would handle his business with him. I ain't got no fault with that. First of all, you got to prove that he drugged these bitches. This is back in the goddamn 70s. We still at square one. And number two, when they say he had sex with teenage girls, that can mean 18 and 19. They're not really giving up the ages of these bitches. They actually said maybe one of them was 17. And that still don't mean shit because it depends on the age of consent and the state of the state that he was in. So you still at square one. You still ain't got shit. You got an old man guilty of banging young bitches. That's all you got. That's all you fucking got, man. And I still see these motherfuckers on there. See, I told you. I told you just because they see the headline of Cosby. Cosby admits to having sex with teenage girls. I like how they word that and phrase that. You know, because the average dimwit who don't have the power of rational thinking is going to automatically be thinking 12, 13, 14, 15. Not even thinking, 18 and 19. Yeah. That fits right in there too, doesn't it? They're not even thinking about the concept that they could be actually talking about 18 and 19. But they already have it fixed in their head that Cosby's a monster. So when they hear the term or they look at the term teenage, they're automatically going to be thinking 16, 15, 14. You know what I mean? That's what they're going to be thinking. So once again, you dumbasses, you still at square one. You still ain't got shit, right? I mean, fuck, man. You just got to wait till this cat go to court, man. And see it all be fleshed out. Because with these latest little things that's popping up, it's still the same old shit. Same old shit. Yeah. Cosby admits to having sex with teenage girls. You see, they didn't say underage. No, they can't say that because he didn't have sex with any underage girls. The only one that would be questionable is a 17-year-old. And once again, all depends on the age of consent in the state, which, once again, you ain't got nothing. Remember, my idiot friends, 18 and 19 is considered teenage as well. Please, don't be fucking stupid, all right? Fat Mac and I'm out. Fat Mac and I'm out. Fat Mac and I'm out. Fat Mac and I'm out.
We're looking at. You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So, what I make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that problem. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you. Come on. Big way for the bad guy. There's a bad guy coming through.
This is Downtown Music.
Downtown Music on the beat.
Downtown Music, baby.